This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democratic Senator Kamala Harris of California just announced her candidacy for president. CNN's Kyung Law joins us now live in Washington with the very latest. Kyung.
She just made that announcement on Good Morning America, John, and we are anticipating shortly that she'll be posting a video to her social media accounts. It will officially announce that she is indeed going to be running for president. And in that video, she'll be calling on her supporters, saying that now is the time to fight.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. I guess the question is, who's not running for president as a Democrat? Jeez Louise. Hey, KJRadio.com. You can get the show on demand anytime you want. Go listen to the archives. There's some funny stuff in the past we've recorded here. I promise you, some of the best radio on the planet happens right here. I'm talking intellectually stimulating with just a touch of humor. 844-551-8255 if you want to call. Leave a message. If you don't get us live, leave a message. The show airs at different times, whatever, but we'd love to. I'll get back to you. I promise I will. Yeah, who's not running for president as a Democrat? It's so easy. Even a caveman can do it. You remember those commercials? Oh, man, I love those commercials because it's right now, this is what it reminds me of. The Democrats running for president. This many candidates running for president tells you all you need to know about the Democrat Party. They are in disarray. Why? You know, here's the thing. Why doesn't Adam Schiff run for president? He hates what Donald Trump is doing. You'd think he'd jump into the game. U.S. News at one point said there were 32 Democrats who are publicly weighing taking the presidential plunge. 32. Remember when we had, what, 17? And you want to know why we had 17? Because our party was in shambles. The Republican Party didn't even know who it was. It had no identity. We got rid of Boehner. Paul Ryan became Speaker. He's feckless. We had Mitch McConnell, who's running the Senate, and he's a go-with-the-flow Republican. We had all these rhinos. We had no direction. Even though we were crushing the Democrats, not because of the Republicans, they still didn't know how to put a message together. And by the way, without Donald Trump, that party remains identically the same. It's identical. It's not very different. And with Trump in control, I saw a piece, I didn't read it, but it said the Republican Party finally has a general, somebody who's willing to get in there, pick up a musket, and go fight. So what you're witnessing now, we had 17 candidates. Remember that. When it was in complete disarray, when everybody's like, I hope Donald Trump runs, it will be a great thing for the Democrats. That was John Oliver. And people were like, Donald Trump run for president? I hope he runs. Oh, my God. Donald Trump. So Donald Trump runs, and what does he do? Donald Trump runs and Donald Trump wins. Yeah. Shocker. To this day, Democrats, there are Democrats after 2+ years who are still in shock that Donald Trump won. So anyway, he wins and now he's got the party coming back together. What did he do? He's got D.C. in scurry. I mean, these people are scrambling to get on their life rafts. They got their bug out bags. They're going down their rat holes because the swamp level is lowering every single day. More and more of these criminals are being exposed. And so what do we have now? We have all these cavemen.
I run for president.
The Democrats are coming out. So compare 17 people. Now there's 32. There will be more. I think it is bigger than that. We at one point, I know we did a show on it. It was higher than that. Because what we're talking about is publicly declaring, you know, I may run. And what's the number right now? Well, we've got Kamala Harris. We've got Julian Castro. We've got Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii. We've got John Delaney of Maryland. We've got Richard Ojeda of West Virginia. We've got Andrew Yang of New York. That's six. And those aren't even your main names. Now we've got, okay, Elizabeth Warren. She's got her exploratory committee, as does Kirsten Gillibrand. What are we up to there? What's that, seven? Let's see, one, two, three, four, five, six. That's eight. Then let's look at the normal cast of characters. We've got Joe Biden. He's in consideration, right? We're supposed to get an announcement from old Joe here really soon. Everybody's like, ooh, let's wait and see if Joe declares. Because Joe Biden said, I could have beaten Trump. I could have beaten Trump. I'm making you a bet. I don't think Joe Biden's running. I think Joe Biden is content not to get his butt kicked publicly and to go out riding on the coattail of a fake, you know, historical narrative around Barack Obama. I think that's what Joe Biden's, you know, ready for. So we've got Joe Biden. We've got Bernie Sanders, right? Everybody keeps hinting that Hillary Clinton will run. Hillary Clinton ain't running, okay? She's not running, all right? And then there's a host of other Democrats who are higher ranking than any of the people that I've named that are going, why shouldn't I run? Why shouldn't I be the leader? Why shouldn't I be the person in charge? So we've got a junior senator. We got a former secretary of HUD who Obama brought into his administration for the exact reason. I called this years ago when Barack Obama brought Julian Castro over. I said he's grooming this guy to be president or to be able to run because they need a Marco Rubio type. They need a younger Hispanic or whatever because we have Marco Rubio who's got no shot. But that's what they needed. Then Tulsi, I just named them. None of these people, they're all radicals. None of them have any reason to run. They're junior level people that can't even run their own family household, you know, and they want to run for president. And I'm going to tell you something. I think this time around, the smart Democrats are going, look, if you're not 70 and let's say you're 50 years old as a Democrat and you're moving up, you'd be smart to say, let these guys run and get their butts kicked and lose money. And I'll just wait. I'll wait 4 years or 8 years before I jump in the ring. Because if I were a Democrat, that's what I'd be doing. I wouldn't get in the mix. I would not want to go up against what will be the juggernaut of Donald Trump based on the results. I just talked earlier in the broadcast about Donald Trump's trade policy and what it's netted. Now the Chinese are talking about having a zero trade deficit with America going into whatever period, 2024, something like that. I want you to imagine what that $375 billion a year coming back into our economy is going to mean. Folks, all we got to do is support Donald Trump and make sure we sound off against leftism and he will have a cakewalk.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Let's jump into the news of the day here.
Yeah.
So we're seeing some efforts from House Democratic leadership to try to postpone or put off the State of the Union address because of the shutdown. Does it really make any sense whatsoever to try to do that? And do people honestly believe that they're either going to silence President Trump or end the partial shutdown by taking away the House chamber cameras from him?
Listen, if you're Nancy Pelosi, it makes a lot of sense. Nancy Pelosi is terrified, number one, of her extreme left-wing base. She is captive of them. And number two, the position of congressional Democrats in this shutdown is objectively unreasonable. So in 2013, Chuck Schumer and every Senate Democrat voted in favor of 350 miles of border wall.
Right.
They have right now shut the government down to stop 234 miles of border wall. Now, I don't know how you explain why you voted for 350 miles, but you shut the government down to stop 234 miles. That is incoherent. The honest answer, it's not a substantive disagreement. It's that they're terrified of their extreme left wing who hates Trump Mm-hmm. And that's why we're having a shutdown. So why does Nancy Pelosi not want the State of the Union? Because the State of the Union is an enormous platform for the president to speak directly to the American people. And she doesn't want people focusing on the substance of this issue. She wants their information to come from the mainstream media rather than to come directly from the president. Listen, it's the same reason. You remember back right before the shutdown when the president met with Pelosi and Schumer in the Oval Office, and it was a remarkable meeting. I thought the funniest and most revealing moment was when Pelosi said multiple times, please, can we turn the cameras off? Can we get the reporters out of here? She didn't want people to see then that their position was objectively unreasonable. The president has said he's willing to compromise, he's willing to negotiate, but we need to secure the border. The president's right on that. Their position is not defensible, so of course she's trying to hide from the cameras, and I don't think we should let her.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Ted Cruz is starting to, you know, he's got that, like the beard that's got the gray that goes down both sides. Kind of like a Wolverine looking thing or something. I don't know why he's rocking that. He'd be better off trying to look a little younger, but that's just my opinion. I like Ted. He's a bit of a hothead, but, he nailed that. I mean, there's no question Nancy Pelosi does not want Donald Trump to have the public, you know, looking directly at him. I just told you guys a minute ago, Kamala Harris has a sign out in front of her office, dreamers are welcome here, in Spanish.
Bienvenidos.
Yeah, welcoming dreamers. And kicked people out, kicked citizens out who want to complain to their senator about their relatives being killed by illegals. I mean, if Democrats think they're going to win on this issue, they are so wrong, so wrong. But hey, who are we to try to correct them? Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. Glad you guys are here. Fox News reported anti-Trump comedian Rosie O'Donnell revealed that she believes the president won't get elected to a second term because he's going to get arrested. Here's what she had to say.
Should not be president, and I don't believe that he's a legitimate president. We are alive, awake, and we are woke. People are embarrassed and ashamed of who he is, and that come election day, we're going to stand up at the polls and let him know.
That's if he makes it to election day. TMZ asked her if she thought that he was going to win his re-election. She says, no, he's not. She says, I certainly do not. I think he will be arrested. And when she was pressed, you know, she says, I believe in America. I believe in our political system. I believe we will right the wrong of tyranny of Donald Trump. Yeah. Wishful thinking, folks. Based on what? I know. Based on this new Cohen thing, right? This new Cohen story by BuzzFeed. Oh, my gosh. We covered this earlier where the BuzzFeed, right, the person who wrote the story is a known prefabricator. Yeah, manufactures the news. They know this. And major news, there's not a news outlet on these fake news outlets, not one, including CBS and NBC. I'm not talking about MSNBC. I'm talking about every single one of these outlets ran with a story that they know is a lie. It's amazing to me to watch this stuff. Wow. Oh, well, I don't know what else I can tell you about Rosie. I mean, I thought she was gone. But here's what I can say about her. When you watch Rosie O'Donnell, and she's, I mean, the passion that she has against Donald Trump. And I want you to just, I don't have any evidence of this, but here's what I'll tell you. Go back 4 or 5 years ago and have Rosie O'Donnell talk about Donald Trump. Well, that's not true. Because she's been one that's been critical of him for over women things. They've had issues going back and forth. So let's not use her. But look at some of these women that formed the Women's March, and they want to march against Donald Trump, which, by the way, it's coming up here, isn't it? Maybe it's was it over the weekend? I think it was. But anyway, when he first got inaugurated and they were marching against Donald Trump, go back, look at Ashley Judd, Madonna, any of them. Go back pre-Trump presidency. I'm talking about declaring anything at all and see how much negativity, how much passion that these people have against Donald Trump then. And it's not much, if any. But I'll still use Rosie. So Rosie O'Donnell may have a personal thing against Trump, which she can't. That's her prerogative. I mean, they've had an ongoing battle where Trump has called her a pig, and she is. Rosie O'Donnell is a pig. She's a pig against her daughter. Her daughter doesn't like her, and I'm not going to bring kids into the mix because kids can be screwed up. Believe me, I've got three sons in one relationship and one in another, and my older three sons, their mom did a number on them, and so I understand it. I understand how kids can get jacked up. But to get jacked up to the degree of Rosie O'Donnell's kids, I don't know. They are adopted, and I do understand the perils of having adopted kids, because having gotten over 1,000 kids adopted and understanding what the parents go through when these kids come out of foster care, it's tough. It's very tough. But that notwithstanding, I just look at the entirety of Rosie O'Donnell's work and specifically her personal life, and I say, this chick, she's deranged. I mean, she's not even reasonable in dealing with Donald Trump. I think he will be arrested. Arrested for what? Arrested for what? Give me some reason. He's going to get arrested for treason. Okay, well, how's he going to get arrested for treason? Because while he was president, he certainly hasn't done anything that's treasonable. If you're saying prior to this, during his campaign, well, there's no evidence of treason. I mean, I don't want to rehash this stuff here. To me, it's boring. But you get what I'm saying. Give me something reasonable to work with so we have at least some common ground. For the leftists, it's just, I hate him. With Obama, I didn't like Obama, but I could give you, I could say, look, I don't like Obama. I don't think I even like him personally, but I'm not mad at him. I'll give you reasons to why I don't want him to be president. But it wasn't vitriolic. These people, it is. Oh, anyway, we got to take a short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. economy added 20,000 jobs last month. Now, economists were expecting right around 180,000 jobs. President Trump, though, is downplaying that report. Outside the White House, he spoke about the overall economy.
The unemployment rate just went lower.
We're down now to 3.8%, so we had very good news in that. I think the big news really was that wages went up.
President Trump is currently seeing some of the tornado damage in Alabama firsthand and then heading to Florida to his Mar-a-Lago resort. President Trump says he would be very disappointed if North Korea resumes missile testing. The president has held two summits on denuclearization with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, Republican Congressman of New York Peter King on North Korea.
You know, I didn't trust North Korea then. I don't trust them now. The fact is, all that's going to work with them is constant pressure and letting them know that we're not going to back down.
King was speaking there on Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors and take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Today we talk about justice and today we talk about racism. And I must tell you, it gives me no pleasure to tell you that we now have a president of the United States who is a racist.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. That was Bernie Sanders, the sellout. And he's still on the stump. Bernie wants people to believe that Donald Trump is a racist. And people want to go for that. It's funny to me. I hear people say this. I hear people like Sanders say these things, and I think to myself, man, you should just get over it. They talk about being, uniters and all this, but instead they're dividing. This is what they're trying. They're dividing. I'm telling you right now, I don't know when it'll happen, but at some point I'm going to be confronting these people and saying, no, Bernie, you're the racist. All of your policies do nothing except destroy lives, mostly of minorities, because every time you implement a new quote tax and you let cities get away with the things that they do, you know who you hurt the most? You hurt the poor. And you know you're doing it. And you're enriching yourselves by doing it. Anyway, I want to play the rest of this clip so you guys can hear what Bernie Sanders said on Martin Luther King Day.
We have a president of the United States who has done something that no other president in modern history has done. What a president is supposed to do is to bring us together. And we have a president intentionally, purposely, is trying to divide us up by the color of our skin, by our gender, by the country we came from, by our religion. Now everybody here knows that from the first days when the settlers came to this country and the terrible things they did to the Native Americans, everybody knows about the abomination of slavery and segregation. We know about the discrimination against Catholics and Jews and Muslims and Irish and Italian. So we say to President Trump today, this country has suffered too long from discrimination. We are not going backwards. We are going forwards to a non-discriminatory society.
I warned you, white folks. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson again. I warned you. I told you. The Martin Luther King Day is a prelude to Black History Month, and you white folks need to find a vacation spot for 28 days, because this is what you're going to get. You're going to get guys like Bernie Sanders lying. And it isn't about Trump. This is all about you. You elected him, right? You racist elected him. How could you possibly do this? You must be made to pay. You must pay with your guilt. That's what they're telling you. You buying it? Not if you're listening to this show, because I'm not going to let you buy it. I'm not going to let you buy into nonsense. Because that's exactly what this is. This is nonsense. A guilt trip. And they do it every year. Every year it's a reminder, America, of how bad you are. It's a reminder of how, you know, we can't overcome anything. And you know what the sad part is the very people who are accusing you of this are the most egregious. Not only are they the most egregious from their past, they are the most egregious to this very day. I'll give you a perfect example. Just here in Arizona, they want to pay for the teachers, right? They say, oh, we need more money for teachers. So they robbed the first responders' bank account, if you will. Then they paid the teachers. They gave the teachers exactly what they wanted, and the teachers are still mad. And then they said, we're going to raise the fees on your car, on the car, you know, like your tags. So it went from $8 to $30, okay? It more than tripled, and they go, okay, everybody's happy. Well, who got hurt? The poor person, the single mom who's got a car, trying to get her kids. I mean, I could give you every horror story. The point is, it's not that big of a deal for the average person listening to my show to pay the additional whatever amount of money. If it went from $8 to $30, $22 when you're going to get your car done that year isn't going to crush you. But you know what? $22 to some families is a lot of money. Do you think Bernie Sanders would care? Do you think any of the bureaucrats in any city where they raise fees to points where people have to suffer, people lose their cars, people lose their homes over the fees in cities? I was telling a friend of mine, by the way, I didn't even make this announcement. I'll talk more about it maybe another day. But we won the best new documentary in the Chandler Film Festival. Anyway, I was talking to a friend of mine who was there, and we were talking about these fees and, you know, how these cities are taking advantage of the poor. And he says to me, he goes, Kevin, he goes, I had people complaining. And I had to go, this guy had to go to court. He says, I'm putting up Christmas lights. I've got a ladder on the second floor of my house. He goes, I'm going back and forth, putting up Christmas lights, taking a break, putting up Christmas lights, taking a break. And he goes, I get a summons. It says, you got to appear in court because you had a ladder on your house. So he goes to court and he's like, yeah, I was putting up Christmas lights. And he tells the judge, I mean, the city was going to fine him. Because somebody drove by, some inspector, saw the ladder while he wasn't on it. He goes, I don't know how the guy didn't see me on it. I've been on the thing for 2 hours. I had to take a break to go take a leak. And he goes, I come back, and he goes, and a couple days later, I get this summons saying, you have a ladder on your house. Well, yeah, I had a ladder on my house. So he's explaining this to the judge. I said, I got one better. I mean, because you gotta trump these people when they talk, right? I said, I had a rental house I was flipping, and I had three times had to go to court over this house. I said, now I'm going to tell, God is my witness. I was rehabbing this house. It was the most, it wasn't a big neighbor, great neighborhood. The houses there were anywhere from, say, 80,000 to 130. Well, my house was the top of the line. I mean, it was landscaped nice. It was probably the nicest manicured lawn on site. And I had redone it. Inside and out. So it was really a showpiece. And I'm telling you, I'll give you an example of one thing I went to court on. I went to court on that house because the guy who was doing my landscaping, because, you know, it was 30, 40 miles from where I live. So I had a service that took care of the lawn. And his weed eater cut the bottom one of my siding, you know, the little pieces of siding. And the inspector gigged me. I mean, you can't see that unless you go into my yard and you look down in the grass and go, ooh, the weed eater cut the siding. So they gigged me for that. I had to go to court for that. And then the second time it was, I don't remember honestly, but I do remember the third one because that was the one that broke the camel's back. So the third one was my chimney. The house was white. And it rained, and there's a metal skirting at the bottom of the chimney, and it rusted. You could see a little like a V-shaped rust at the top. But that house was, it was the best looking house in the neighborhood, best lawn front and back in the neighborhood. And it was being rehabbed. I mean, it was beautiful. And by the way, it was a HUD home that I had bought on at auction and, you know, was redoing. So anyway, the house is it looks great. So I took all three of my cases, you know, what I was going to, had gone to court for, including that one. And I go to the judge, and the judge is standing there, and he calls my case, and he says, you know, you've been cited for blankety blank. And I said, no, judge, I've been cited because your city doesn't like your, what you quote is an absentee landlord, and I'm rehabbing the house, and I happen to live, you know, 40 miles away. And I said, I just want to showcase to you what you've been, what your inspector has been doing to me. So I showed him the case where they, you know, I mean, these were nonsense cases where my, you know, siding had been ripped by a weed eater, and one of them, I don't, again, I don't remember what the other one was. It was something maybe with the garage. It didn't close all the way or something. I don't remember. And then the final one, and I brought pictures of all, you know, of all the things that he talked about, and I had pictures of the house as you came in the neighborhood, video, et cetera. And then I went and took pictures of all my neighbors. I took pictures of their chimneys with the same problem that I had. I took pictures of their siding with the same problem that I had. Every problem that he documented with me, I didn't give the neighbor's address, but I just said, these are my neighbors, and here's everything that they had. They had trash piled up, their lawns looked like crap, etc. And here was mine, and I had a video, and I showed it to him. And the judge and the city inspector's right there. And I said, I don't know what this guy's problem is, but, you know, I'm trying to get it, to beautify this neighborhood, get this house up that was a HUD foreclosure, and make it reasonable. And the judge looked at this guy and said, you need to stop harassing this man. Case dismissed. And that was it. So I'm telling you, you know, I don't even know why I started with all this, but I'll figure it out. I know what I was talking about. I was talking about how cities do these things. I mean, I'm able to go there and fight this, but I'll tell you what was funny. Also, there were black folks in there going, well, hey, they got me. I had trash pile up, and they couldn't pay their bills. And the judge, I'm thankful, he was like, okay, all right, well, we're going to give you, you know, this much time, or we're going to reduce it or whatever. But they hurt the poor more than they hurt anybody, and they know
this
it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. savory, and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I was thinking the other day of how we tend to have a fatalistic view of things. Many times people talk to me, it's like, Kevin, what are we going to do? How are we going to beat him? You know, you're looking for reasons to feel bad or to feel anxious or whatever. And I remember years ago being in church and the pastor said, why do people worry? If you believe in God, why do you worry? And I thought, I just remember that I was young, but I remember that sticking with me like, yeah, why do I worry? It's like you train for something. You know, for me, I've trained decades as a fighter. And, you know, do I like to fight? No, I mean, I don't want to fight. If I'm in it, I rather enjoy it. I won't lie about that. But I'm saying I don't go looking for fights or whatever, but I'm not going to be afraid of it because I've trained for it. You know, it's like you go to work as whatever your role is in life, and somebody brings a problem to you, and you know, oh my gosh, when I go to work today, they're going to bring me in an accounting problem, and I'm an accountant. You go, yeah, bring me the problem. Give me the problem. I'll solve it. Check out the music. The DJ resolves it. Ice, ice, baby. I mean, that's your job, is to resolve stuff and not worry about it. You might get a problem that you have to spend more time on, but you shouldn't worry about it. If you're qualified, you shouldn't worry. And trust me, God is qualified for everything. But when we look at the politics of things, people get very concerned. And here's why I believe that's the case. They're unqualified, number one. And number two, they really don't have a firm belief that there's a structure that guides everything. It's bigger than us, bigger than we. And we, you know, are sitting around going, oh, man, I can influence. Yeah, you're supposed to do your part. But there's a cosmic influence that's coming from a higher power that we happen to believe in. And then there's things that drive me where I get into, okay, let's bring it down to man level, right? Let's look at Donald Trump, who did the impossible in 2016. Many of you listening to me right now didn't believe Donald Trump was going to be president. Some of you didn't even want him. And then he got in, you couldn't believe he could accomplish anything. Oh, he's going to be an awful president. I mean, there's always naysayers, right? Because we're programmed in a strange way to be naysayers. I don't believe it's inside of you as a kid to be negative, you know, when you're born. But I believe, honestly, that we've been created to think negatively. I think about how kids are being raised right now to be fatalistic. Young black kids don't think they can make it through, you know, life through 21 years old. They've resolved themselves to all the bad things that can happen in their lives. And it doesn't give you much to look forward to. We've killed people's hopeful outlook. I know Obama talked about hope and change.
We're going to give you the hope of change. Hey, yeah, we're going to give it to you. They can't, what they going to give you over there?
Right? A lot. Well, I'm going to give you the ability to think. I'm going to give you the ability to be imaginative. I'm going to spur inspiration in you that's going to fire things inside of your brain, and it's going to trigger, you know, levels of endorphins that you've never reached. That's what I'm going to do for you. And here's the best thing I can do for you. I can inspire you to be the best you. How about we start there? How about we start a positivity campaign in the black community? We're so focused on, let's bring them over. Let's bring the Latinos. How about we just become the people who are optimistic? That we just go, you know what? No matter what they tell you, you can do it. Now, here's the deal. You may not be a basketball player to replace LeBron. You may not outrun Usain Bolt on the track. You may not be the best football player, ballerina, or whatever. But inside of you is something, and we're going to help you discover it. That's what conservatives do. I ask myself this. This is what keeps me optimistic. In 2015, or whenever Donald Trump decided that he could be president, and then he put his operation together, and everybody was telling him, no, 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 you can't do it, and giving him ways to win, telling him he couldn't win, polling. There was not a wind blowing in his direction the entire time. He faced nothing but headwinds, and then he won. And since then, they've tried to destroy him at every turn. And you know what he's done? He's kicked butt. So here's what I would ask myself if I were you. If I were evaluating this problem, this issue, and wondering, you know, having angst and anxiousness and whatever else, tension, chaos within one's mind, I would say to myself, this dude's pretty good. It's pretty smart. You're listening to Kevin Jackson, folks. KJRadio.com on demand anytime you want it. If you want to give us a call, 844-551-8255. What has Donald Trump learned? He spent a bunch of time since 2015 understanding the landscape. And you know what he found out? He found out it's fake news. He found out leftists are liars. They will do everything they can to destroy you. They set you up through optics. They will create fake news narratives. They will then put the apparatus completely against you. And what does he do now? He controls it. And you're saying to yourselves, huh, he didn't control it. He got in. He beat him at all costs. Now he controls it. And you're questioning if he has the ability to pull it over the finish line. Now, it all depends on you, but he at least can help you understand it a lot better. Now, I'll ask you the question this way. Do you think independents and some of these Democrats believe in the nonsense of Ocasio-Cortez? And how many people do you think has been swayed farther left? Because I heard there was a poll that said even leftists, even Democrats are going, you know what, we have gone way too far left. Howard Schultz is a great example. President Trump's 2020 election campaign said it had raised more than $21 million during the last 3 months of the year. There's not a candidate that is challenging him that has anywhere near the money that Donald Trump has. I don't know what he's got total, but remember when he declared right after his election in 2016 that he was running again? They started collecting money. Trump, I don't know what he has. It's tens and tens of millions of dollars already. In the last quarter, $21 million. Now, he's got two more years, essentially, to collect money to run his campaign. And he's got two more years in the bully pulpit. And he's got two more years to get his sea legs underneath him. He's got this year when a lot of the bow is going to break, the house of cards falls for the Democrats, and et cetera, et cetera. You still anxious? Anyway, Trump's campaign made the announcement coinciding with a January 31st deadline set up by the Federal Election Commission for year-end financial disclosure reports. What else is in Donald Trump's favor? Okay, number one, he declared early, so anything that the left does, he gets equal time. Now, he already has the bully pulpit, but every candidate that is declared, Donald Trump gets to refute him. And he's already starting to give them nicknames. I can't wait for Kamala Harris's nickname. So he's giving them nicknames. But what is the other thing that's going on right now in the Democrats? You got a bunch of people that declared. You got Cory Hooker. I hope he runs with Stormy Daniels. Somebody said it would be Booker and Hooker, right? I want him to run with her. I don't know who Harris is going to pick, but fine. Who's going to run? Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden? Joe Biden's still in his exploratory phase. I told you guys before, I don't think Joe Biden's going to run for president. But whatever. There's going to be a bunch of them. Kirsten Gillibrand, she declared. There's got to be, what, 6, 7, 8 people that have openly declared now. There's at least that many who have exploratory committees, and there's at least that many more who are considering. So think about all the energy, all the money that's going to go into those campaigns. And what is it going to disclose? What is it going to expose? It's going to expose the Democrats are loony, nuttier than squirrel turds. They said Trump's fourth quarter haul was collected via direct contributions and donations from the campaign's joint fundraising efforts with the RNC. Almost all of the money was low-dollar donations, the campaign said in emails to reporters. Donald Trump is using every one of these little things that are going on, and he's saying to the population of people, look, give me your $10, your $20. And he's building a database. I sound like Maxine. Well, he built a database, and that database is so powerful, and it's going to make him so much money. But he is. Because everybody that's given $10 or $20 will continue to give $10 or $20. Don't be shocked when you find out that over a quarter that Donald Trump is raising hundreds of millions of dollars per quarter soon. Don't be surprised. They said midway through the first term of his presidency, Trump continues to deliver on his campaign promises and to the American people. They continue to demonstrate their support for him and contributions of the reelection and his reelection campaign. They said significant grassroots support has remained steady and historic, with the vast majority coming from contributions of less than $200 or less. The $21 million in campaign office coppers was supplemented by more than $19 million in cash by the end of 2018. So he's got now a total of $21 million plus $19 million, so roughly $40 million. Watch that number, because it's going to be very revealing how that number shoots up as the campaign looms closer.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.